Okay, today's daf is Yud Aleph. We're going to start at Yud. We were Yud Amud Bet. Just to review a little bit, we were trying to learn, I did it on the chart, we'll just review what we were up to from the sheet. We were trying to learn that Asham, the Dam, right, the question was, why wouldn't Rabbi Eliezer have said that if Chatat and Asham are the same, Asham is the same dinim as Chatat, remember that's where we started, the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that just like a chatat is pasul, if it's brought shalo lishma, as opposed to, remember, kol hasvachim, right, what do we say? If they were done lishman, they're ksherim, but lo alu l'shem balim, right, they weren't, the balim have to bring a new korban, but that one continues to be sacrificed, except for the chatat and the pesach. And Rabbi Eliezer said also the asham. The asham is like the chatat, so if that's the case, why don't we say, we were talking about that the asham damo lemata michuta sikra, so why don't we say the asham would be sprinkling the blood above that red line on the mizbeach, just like the asham. So then we say, well, we'll learn it of kavachomer. So I'm going through the lines here. It's going to be a very similar structure in a few minutes for the next thing, which is the ola is kalil, and yet it's done, right? Even though it all gets burned, it's done lemata michuta sikra. So why don't we say the asham is the same, but then we said, oh no, because the ola is anemachaperet. So how about the chatara of, where it is mechaper on something, and it's kodshe kodshe, and we'll see in a minute, it's kodshe kodshe, but also it's done lamata michuta sikra, why don't we learn asham from there? Ah, because it's not a min zevach, right? It doesn't get slaughtered. It's a bird, and the birds do malika. Why don't we learn it from the ola and the chatara of, that they're kodshim kodshim? So they said, ah, because they don't have a certain minimum amount of money that has to be spent on it, like the asham does. So therefore, we can't learn out that din from a kavachomer. So there's a different din, and that's from this pasuk. Okay, I'm just following along on the chart on the sheet to kind of review instead of looking inside. Hakohen amachate ota. We said ota damalamala ve'en damoshal acher lamala. Right, that only that has its dam lamala and not anything else. Well, then they say if that's the case, the chatat says ota lishma and lo lishma pasul. So therefore, we should learn that all the other zvachim is also going to be shalo lishma kasher, because only that. So how can we learn that the asham is like the chatat? If we're going to say we learn only dam, right, that the dam, only the chatat, do we burn the dam, only the chatat, do we sprinkle the blood, lamala michuta sikra, because of the word ota, then we should say the same thing about the word, remember, where we learned the whole din, bichlal of the chatat, and not the asham, was from the word ota. So how can Rabbi Eliezer say that ota is exclusive when it comes to the chut ha-sikra, that it goes above the chut ha-sikra, but it's not exclusive when it comes to the lishma halacha, because there we are going to learn asham from chata. Okay? So that's where they say, so let's start from there, inside. Okay? Hashar zvachim. Okay, so let's start from, it's about 12 lines from the bottom. Ihachi. Chatat nami nema ota lishma kshera, shalo lishma psula, har shar zvachim, ben lishma lishma kshiri. Okay, so now they say, hahu ota lav davka. Okay, in other words, one ota we're going to say is totally exclusive, this halacha b'chuda sikra. But the other one, the ota about the lishma halacha, right, that lishma is pasul, is not going to be exclusive. There we can learn also the asham. Okay? So now they're going to say, obviously, right, why would one be and one wouldn't be? Ah, dahashir pesach. Because in this one, already, it's not only chatat, it's also pesach is disqualified. So therefore, it's clear that the ota lishma is not only the chatat, because also the pesach. So then they say, well, wait a minute. What did we learn about the chuda sikra? There's two things that are also above the chuda sikra. It's not just the chatat. So they're going to say, Hachanami lav davka, dehashir olata of. The two things that go above, the blood is sprinkled above this red line on the mizbeach, is the chatat and the olata of. So here there's also shir. He's also shir olata of. Okay? So you can't say that this ota is exclusive, only chatat, and you couldn't learn asham from there. So they say, Bizvicha mihalo shir midi. In other words, olat ha'of is not a zevach again. So we're going to say, when it comes to zvachim, this is the only thing that's slaughtered
That's above the Chuda Sikra. The fact that there's a lot of that doesn't bother us. That's not a Zevach. So we're basically going to say, when it comes to the Otah Lishma of the Chatat, that's not exclusive. So we can learn from there, right? Because Pesach is another Zevach that's not included there. And therefore, we can also learn from there the Asham. That's Rabbi Elazar's whole Shita. That also Asham is going to be disqualified. But when it comes to Odav, the Chuda Sikra, it's the only Zevach that's Otah. So therefore, it's totally exclusive. The Ibait Ema, second answer to this could be, Hamane Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. He da'amar, Haimakom lechud v'haimakom lechud. It could be that it is Shi'er Olat Ha'of, and let's just say it's not only Zvachim, but the Olat Ha'of is different when it comes to the halacha of the Chuda Sikra, according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. So it could be that Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Haimakom lechud and Haimakom Lechud. The Olat Ha'of and the Chatat have different places. It's true they're both above the Chuda Sikra, but it's different. D'tanya, where do we see this? Damim HaTachtonim Nitanim Michuda Sikra Ulamata, V'Elyonim Michuda Sikra Ulamala. Okay, anything that goes below the line. Anything that goes above the line. That seems pretty obvious, right? But Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Bamedvar Mamurim Be'Olat Ha'of. Aval B'Chatat Behema
That's, there's one thing, okay, we have the Mizbeach, and imagine this is our Mizbeach. So the blood, let's say this is the line, let's say over here there's a line.
So the ones below went below, and the ones above went above on the side of the Mizbeach. But now we're going to learn that according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Olat Ha'of went above the line somewhere on the wall, but the chatat that we're talking about went on the Kranot themselves. Because they went on the Kranot themselves, it's not the same as just above the line. It had a unique halakha, and therefore we could say, Otan, this is the only thing, this is the only case, in which case we could say, that's the only case, and it doesn't include Asham at all. Okay, new topic. Not totally new, but Tanan Hatam, Shaya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kol Dabim Shenichnesu Lehechal Lechaper Psulin. Okay, there's a pasuk that says, okay, let's read it. Vayikra Vav Kaf Gimel. Bechol chatat asher yuva midama elo omoe. Remember we talked that it was the chatat pnimim, like the we had it in the last masechet, the parahilim devar shel tzibur. We were bringing the blood inside the hecha. But most of the chataot were chataot chitzoniyot. They were done on the mizbeach chitzoni. If you took the blood, according to this pasuk, if you take a chatat, asher yuva midama elo omoe, the chatat that's supposed to be done outside, okay, in the mizbeach chitzoni, not in the Hechal. And you brought me Damal Ol Moed, okay, Ol Moed in the Torah is like the Hechal in the Beit HaMikdash, L'chaper B'Kodesh, and that you brought the Dam inside the Hechal. Lo Te'achel Ba'esh Chisaref. That whole sacrifice is burned, okay? It's to be burned. You basically posseled it, okay? It's no good. So now we're going to say, does that halacha apply only to Chatat? Does it apply to any other sacrifice? Or does it apply, like Rabbi Eliezer, what's he going to say? Also to the Asham. Okay? So that's what we're going to see, our three-way machloket. For whatever reason, the Tanakama's opinion is not going to, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is not going to really interest the Gemara. Okay? Rabbi Akiva says, Kol damim shenichnesu lehechal lechaper psulim. Rabbi Akiva passels any korban. He says this pasuk is true, it's about the chatat, but it applies across the board. Why? Because v'chol, it says. V'chol chatat, they use the word kol to include, Rabbi Akiva says, it includes every type of sacrifice. That's supposed to be done outside, and you bring it inside, it's pasuk. V'chachamim omim chatat bilvad. Rabbi Elazar omer af ha'asham, just like in our Mishnah, Shenemar Kachatat Kasham. Okay, he compares, this pasuk compares the Chatat and the Asham. Therefore, he says, based on that, Kachatat Kasham.
But it specifically says
Chatat. Yes, it does. But this is what we're learning, like the Chuda Sikra and all these other things. The Torah doesn't, as much as the Torah, you think of Vayikra, oh my God, there's so many details of Korbanot. It doesn't give every single detail about every single sacrifice. And the whole question is, which ones do we learn from which ones? Okay?
What does it mean, Alachnis Damim Lehechal?
It means you take the blood and you bring it inside the Hechal. That's what it means.
But
literally,
for the sake of Zerika?
I'm not even sure it's for the sake of Zerika. Just if you bring it in there, they're not allowed inside the Hechal, the blood. It's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitzoni and not on the blood inside, not to be brought inside. Okay, so now, Bishlama Rabbi Lezer Kedikamar Tama. Okay, Rabbi Lezer is very clear about his reason. He says, whatever's true for the Chatan is true for the Asham. So therefore, it's very obvious, right? He brings a pasuk, Kachata Kasham, and compares the two. Therefore, whatever's true for that will be true for that. Ella Rabbana, my time, huh? What is Rabbana and Shita that it's only the Chatan? Now, Shari, you might say, well, it says in the pasuk very simply, Chatan. But why wouldn't you learn this? So Amar Rava, Asham Nichnas Damo Lifnim Pasul, Lo Matzit Amar. You can't say that the Asham that you bring the Dam Bifnim is going to be Pasul. Why? Kavachomer Me'ola. We're going to have the exact same type thing. Okay, here's the chart on the page. It's the third chart on the sheet where we're going to, again, bring potential Chumrod, right? We're going to say the Ola's Chamor, and yet it has this Din Hakal that it doesn't Pasul when you bring the Dam into the Hechal. Therefore, we'll say the same thing for Asham. It's going to be the same basic idea with a little bit of variety, but same idea. So why don't we learn it? Kavachomer mi'ola. Ma ola, shehi kalil, nichnas dama lefnim kshera. Right? Ola, which is chamor, because the whole thing is burned. And yet, you can bring the dam inside, and it'll be kasher. No, you're not supposed to, but if you do, it's okay. Asham, she'eno kalil, lo kol shaken. So the Asham, where we do eat part of it, right? We don't burn the whole thing. Lo kol shaken. So then they say, no, that's not a good kavachomer, because mala ola shekein eina mechaperet. Right? The ola has, okay, this is why I charted it out. I thought it was a good way to chart it out, where each thing, what the korban is, what they think the chomer is, where we can learn from Asham, and then the rejection, why we can't learn from there to Asham. Okay, it's going to be the same where ultimately we're going to try everything, and in the end, right, we're going to try individual, we're going to try a bunch together, and in the end, we're going to knock it out. Okay, just like the previous one. Mala ola shekein eina mechaperet. Okay, so that's the problem with Ola. It's not mechaperet, and the Asham is mechaperet, so you might say the din is more chamor, and therefore if you bring the dam inside the hechal, it's going to be pasur. But minchat chote tochiach. What's a minchat chote? That's the Ola v'yored, when, remember, the korban Ola v'yored, you did a sin, you know, particular type sin. If you don't have enough money, what do you bring? A bird. If you don't have enough money for that, you bring a mincha. So that's called a minchat chote. The mincha that you bring for the korban olav yored is called a minchat chote. That will prove it. Why? Because that is not pasul if you bring it in the hechal, and it is mechaper. So there you have it. Okay? Velema. Okay, so now before we reject the minchat chote, they're going to go off on a side tangent. And they're going to say, why didn't you suggest the chatara of tochiach? Why don't you bring in chatat ha'of? Because it's also mechaper, and also if you bring the dam, it's going to be kasher. So they say, chatat ha'of, baya de Rabbi Avin hi. It's actually not clear about chatat ha'of, whether it's pasul if you bring it inside or it's not pasul. There's a machloket about it. So because there's a machloket about it, they didn't want to bring the chatat ha'of.
Why would they even bring that up? It's not sebach. You throw it out for that reason.
Right, so that's also another reason you could have thrown it out. It's true. Vilifroch, I think they were really trying to teach us. I think they brought this up just so they could teach us that, by the way, it's not clear cut about the chatara of. They wanted to reference that machloket so you knew that it's not so clear whether or not it can be brought in the mikdash or not. Also, why would you say to bring that? Because it's a stronger case than a mincha. A mincha is clearly not even a zevach, right? And as if you want to say that's not a zevach, the mincha is just a bread offering, so, or a flour offering. Okay, the lifroch. So now go back to the minchat chote, which is exactly what they're going to say. Mala minchat chote shekein ena min zevach. Okay, that right. That's not a min zevach. But now they say ola tochiach bechazar adin lo rizeh ki rizeh ve lo rizeh ki rizeh hatzad hashavesh bem shein kodshe kodshim v'nichnas lefnim kasher. So why don't you just say the combination of the ola and the minchat chote? One is not a zevach, but the other is. One is not kalil, but the other is, right? One is not mechaper, but the other is mechaper. So, what's the common denominator between them? The common denominator is that they're kodshe kodshim, and yet, even though they're kodshe kodshim, nichnas lefanim kshirim, right? If you bring them into the blood inside, it will be kasher. So, afani avi asham, shu kodesh kodeshim, v'nichnas demo lefanim kasher. Okay, so why don't we bring that case? It will be kasher. So, arm le'rava mi barnish le'rava ashi. V'lifroch, mala hatzad ha'shevesha behen, shekein ein lehem kitzba. Okay, it's very nice you want to use the least common denominator between them, but the Asham doesn't have that same common denominator. The Asham has a certain chumer that they don't have, which is, that we had before, sheyesh lo kitzba, right? Tomar ba'asham, sheyesh lo kitzba, it has to be a minimum of two shkalim, two shekle kesef, the value of it, which the others don't have a minimum value, and therefore you could say that the Asham is more chamor, and therefore, maybe if you brought the dam in, it would be pasul, like the chatat. So what are we stuck with? We were trying to figure out, why does Rabbanan say that we don't learn kachatat kasham? So we tried to say kal v'chomer, it didn't work. So ela taimai de Rabbanan is the exact same structure as we started today. We tried to bring a kal v'chomer to prove, right, to try to prove something else, it didn't work, so then we use a proof text of a pasuk. Instead of a kal v'chomer, same thing we're going to do here. So we're going to use a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Da'amar kra dama. It says dama it dam. What do we learn from here? Dama shel zo velo dama shel acher. Okay, where it said b'chol chatat asher yuvah mi dama, from its dam. Its dam comes to teach you just its dam and no other damim. Okay, it's exclusive. V'idach. So what does Rabbi Lezer do with that dama? Because he doesn't think it's just the dam chatat. So what does he do with it? He says dama velo b'saha. If you bring the meat of the animal into the echal, that doesn't bother us. It's only the dam. Dama means it's dam and not its meat. Okay, well now, v'idach dam dama. Okay, what about the other guy? How's he going to learn the halacha of dama velo psara? Right? In other words, he has dam, dama is dama velo asham. So what's he going to do with that? Ah, dam dama. He darshans the word, the fact that it appears dam means lo basar, and dama means just the chatan and not anything else. V'idah, so why wouldn't the other guy learn dam dama? Ah, dam dama lo darish, right? This is classic, where, you know, some people darshan double, you know, the fact that it said it this way and that way, and he doesn't darshan that. Okay. Another thing. Bishlama le rabbanan da amre asham sheshachato shalo lishma kasher. Hainu de'it kish mincha lechatat mincha l'asham. Okay, now we're going back to the basic shitav, Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim in our Mishnah. Chachamim say, asham is not disqualified. Rabbi Lezer says, asham is disqualified. Okay? Just like the chatat. Now, according to Chachamim, so let's start with Chachamim. Chachamim's shita makes a lot of sense because there's another place, by the way, where the words kachata ka'asham appear. Okay? The first place it appeared that we saw was in the context of the asham, where it talks about the details of the asham, and then it says kachatat ka'asham, which from there comes the comparison that Rabbi Lezer makes, the asham is like the chatat. There's another pasuk about the mincha, okay? When it talks about mincha in Vayikra Vav Yud, it says, lo te'afech chametz chalkam. You can't make the mincha chametz. We know this, right? That none of the korbanot except for two, the toda and the shtei alechem, had bread, actually, chametz. They were all more like matzah-like. Natati otam ishe kodesh kodeshim hi kachatat v'cha'asham. It says, just like the chatat and just like the asham. So now, if you're Rabbanan and you say that Asham and Chatat are different, it makes sense why they're comparing the Mincha also to the Chatat and also to the Asham. Why? Okay, you have to read why. Okay, and then the obvious question is going to be, according to Rabbi Lezer, it could have just said Kachatat, and from there you would have learned, right? In other words, well, whatever, we'll see. You can't have this Drasha. So what's this Drasha? Bishlama de Rabbanan de Amre Asham Shechato Shelo Lishma Kasher. Hainu de Itkish Mincha Lachatat Mincha Lasham. Ditanya, here's a braita. Okay, I want you to look here, okay? In the chart, I put it, Madroshimi Pasuk Zeh. The whole question is, how do we darshan Kodesh Kodeshim Hi Kachata Ka'asham, which is in the context of the Mincha. Not to be confused with the other Kachata Ka'asham, right? This is about the Mincha. So what's going to be strange is they're both going to use it in different ways to learn something that Rabbi Shimon says. So we're going to then have a problem, because how can Rabbi Shimon darshan the Pasuk in two different ways, okay? But that's going to be a side thing. Right now, we're going to start with, what a chachamim darshan. They darshan like Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya. Rabbi Shimon omer, kodesh kodeshim hi kachatat kasham. Minchat chote harei kechatat. The mincha of a chote, okay, meaning the korban levi array that he can't afford, right, the very poor person who brings it as a mincha, is like a chatat, which makes sense, right? Lefichach kimtza shelo lishma psula. If you do, okay, they compare, there are those who make this comparison to the four avodot of shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, to the four avodot of the Kmitza. Okay, we're going to, that your Kometz, what do you have to do? You have to take the, you know, you take the Kmitza with your fingers, but first you take the offering, you put it in a Kli Sharet, to turn it into Kodesh, then you put your fingers in, the Kohen would put his, like, middle fingers in, take a little piece of it, and then he would be Maktir on the Mizbeach. So they compare those, right, they compare different parts of it to the other parts. Okay, anyway, the main part being that it's like a chatat, and therefore if you do the kmitza, shelo lishma, just like if you do the avodo, shelo lishma, it's going to be pasul, just like the chatat. But in Minchat Nedava, if you decide to bring a meal, okay, they're called in English a meal offering. If you decide to bring a meal offering that's a voluntary one, not a chote, hareuka areika sham. Lefichach kimsa shelo lishma will be kshera. Now that's very nice because that all works with Rabbanan, who say that the asham is kasher but shelo lishma. So according to this, when the pasuk about the mincha, it says kachatat kasham. There's one mincha that's like a chatat, there's one that's like an asham. But if you're Rabbi Eliezer, l'may halchata itkish mincha lechatat mincha l'asham. According to him, they're both the same halacha. So how could you say one mincha is like a chatat, one's like an asham for the din of shelo lishma? They're both the same for the din of shelo lishma. So what does he say? L'chaid after Rabbi Shimon. He learns a different halacha of Rabbi Shimon from this pasuk. Ditnam, shelo b'kli sharet psula. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Okay, here's a din. What did I say? One of the processes is you put it in a kli sharet. So according to this, there's a machloket tana'im. If you didn't put it in a kli sharet and you just did the k'mitza, and then, I'm actually not clear now, did I say it in the wrong order? Maybe you do the k'mitza and then you put in a kli sharet? I forget, but whether or not you put in a kli sharet, is it necessary? Is it necessary? Let's say you didn't put in a kli sharet.
There and then you remove the kamitza.
What was that? You first in the kli sharet, like I said before. Okay, so you put it there, then you do the kamitza. So what if you didn't do that? Okay, and then you didn't put it in the kli sharet. So according to Tanakam, it's pasul. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's kasher. The Amar, okay, we didn't get the connection yet. Right, then you're supposed to put in a second kli, right? There's this whole discussion about the second kli and whether it's the second kli that they're discussing or the first kli they're discussing. I don't want to get into too many details about that. Anyway, about this line, okay, the Rabbi Shimon's machshir, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Chia, my time is Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get this from? Amar Kra, Kodesh Kodeshimi Ka Chatat Vecha Asham. What does that mean? Ka Chatat Vecha Asham. Kachatav hachasham means you have two options. In other words, bala ovda biyad, ovda biyamin kechatat. Bekli, ovda bismol keasham. If you want to do it, if you remember, we talked about this yesterday, that the zrikat adam was done like, was done for the chatat with the etzba. It was one of the unique things about the chatat, that it's done with an etzba. So there you would do it with your finger. The other ones, you do it with a kli sharet. Now, if you do it with your finger, anything you have to do with your hands has to be done biyad yamin. So therefore, they're saying, if it's done like a chatat, meaning if you do it biyad and you don't put it in the kli, right, it's only according to Rabbi Shimon. So Chachamim say it has to be done in a kli. But if you didn't use it in a kli, and you use your fingers, well, then it has to be done biyad yamin. But if you use a kli, then it's allowed bismol. Okay, because any avodah you do with your hands has to be done biyad yamin in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim, all that. Okay, like what we see by the Metzora. Anyway. That's what he learns from that pasuk. That sometimes it's like a chatat. It could be like a chatat. It could be like an asham. So now they're going to say, according to this, Rabbi Shimon darshins two things from these pasukim. Rabbi Shimon, haikra mapik le'lahachi u'mapik le'lahachi. How could you take this pasuk in two different directions? So they say, ikar kra l'chid Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chia. Really, the ikar pasuk is for the second halacha we just said, hu da'ata. U'min chat chote de psula shalo l'shma tamach rinahu. Chata tama mai dechtiv ba hi minchat chotenami ktiv ba hu. Okay, so now they're going to say that the real, in other words, the real, it's true, we connected, we said chachamim say kachata ka'asham, and they learned that the mincha could sometimes be brought like a chatat, sometimes like an asham, but the real drasha for that, it was just what we call an asmachta. They connected it to that pasuk as like an additional way to remember it. But really, because it's a little easier to remember that way, but really the real way they learn that halacha is not for this pasuk. They learn it from the fact that by chatat it says he, and by minchat chote it says who, and the who and the he, right, they're interchangeable, right, they're basically the same thing. They teach that the halacha is the same for both, okay, that has a din of lishma just like the regular chatat. Okay, last question in this section. Ul'rabbanan l'may hilchata itkish asham l'chatat. So now we go back to the first Mishnah, okay? Forget about, it's confusing, because we were just talking about the chatat, the asham, and the mincha. Now we're going back to the pasuk in asham, where it talks about kachatat kasham, the one that Rabbi Lezer based his original opinion on. How do we know that asham is like chatat for lishma, kachatat kasham? What about chachamim who don't think it's the case? So what do they do with kachatat kasham? Lomar lecha machatat teuna smicha af asham teun smicha. The pesukim about the asham, it doesn't say anything about smicha. That you're supposed to do smicha. Remember, we learned some korbanot have it, some don't. We learn from here that the asham needs smicha just like the chatat. That's what he learns, and not the other pesuk. Okay, moving on in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi ben Choni omer hanishchatim. Okay, open up to the first Mishnah briefly. What did he say there? He said, Hanishchatim l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Chatap Psulim. Remember, not just if you take a Pesach and you shecht it l'shem something else, it's going to be Pasul. But also, if you take a Shlamim, and it's the day of Pesach, or you take an Ola and it's Pesach, and you say, I'm doing this l'shem Pesach, it's also going to be entirely disqualified. Okay? So, and if you'd say it's l'shem chatat, it's also entirely disqualified, even though it's an ola, and normally an ola isn't disqualified, it's kasher, just, right, you need to bring a new one. So, we're now going to talk about his opinion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef ben Choni v'Rabbi Elezer amru davar chad. Okay, the assumption is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef ben Choni agree. In other words, Rabbi Elezer doesn't talk about this, he just included the asham, but the assumption is he would agree that we also flip the chatat and the Pesach, and obviously also the Asham he would hold. The Rabba Amar Ba'achirim L'shem Chatap Plige. Rabba disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Rabbi Lezer agrees with Yosef and Choni about a Chata, I'm sorry, about a Pesach, okay, but he doesn't agree about a Chatap. Okay, now we're going to have this in between that we're going to say that Rabbi Lezer thinks that the Pesach, if you do something L'shem Pesach, it's going to be Pasul. But if you do something l'shem chatat, it's not disqualified. Okay, so we're going to have to figure out where he gets this from. Okay, so D'tanya, how do we know Rabbi Elazar b'chlal holds like that? We clearly don't know it from our Mishnah, but we know it from a different Braita, because our Mishnah, remember, Rabbi Elazar didn't relate to this issue; only Yosef ben Choni did. But here we have a Braita. HaPesach shavrash nato v'shachato bizmano lishmo. If you take a Pesach that the animal was too old, remember it has to be within its first year. You designate something for the Pesach, it gets too old, and then comes Pesach, and you shecht this anyway. Okay, you shecht it l'shem Pesach, or hashochet acherim l'shem Pesach bizmano. Okay, or you take an Ola, and you say, this Ola, it's now Yudala Nisan in the afternoon, you take the Ola, you say, I'm sacrificing this Ola as a Pesach. Okay, Rabbi Elazar post-sale, he disqualifies this. Okay, so what do you see from here? You see it's obvious that he thinks if you take some korban l'shem Pesach, again, it has to be bizman Pesach. Because what happens if you take a korban shelo bizman Pesach and you say, I'm doing this as a Pesach, let's say you take it in Tishrei, and you say, this is a korban Pesach, it becomes a shlamim. We assume that when you mean Pesach, you obviously don't mean Pesach because it's not Pesach time, it becomes a shlamim, because Pesach is a type of shlamim. But if you take it bizmano, okay, you take some other korban and you do it bizman Pesach, l'shem Pesach, Rabbi Elazar disqualifies this. So here you see, again, what are we trying to figure out? Does Rabbi Elazar disqualify acherim l'shem Pesach and acherim l'shem chatat? Or is Pesach unique in this way and he doesn't think it's reversible also for chatat? The din of the disqualification. For Rabbi Yeshua machshir, Rabbi Yeshua thinks all these are kasher. I'm a Rabbi Yeshua. So now they have a discussion between them. Im bishar yemot hashana she'eino kasher lishmo. Okay, for this you need the charts at the bottom, okay? The first one is going to be, okay, we have three charts here. The first one is going to be Rabbi Yeshua. The other two are going to be, basically, Rabbi Yeshua is going to make this kavachomer, and Rabbi Elazar is going to say, if you make that kavachomer, then you can make a bunch of other kavachomers just like that, which are absolutely absurd, and clearly that's not the halacha, so I don't like your method of kavachomer here. Okay, so what's the kavachomer? He says like this. It's a little confusing, so I tried to chart it out to make it clear. Okay, we're going to, in all the cases, just so you can see, we're going to compare shelo bizmano to bizmano. Remember, if you take a sacrifice shelo bizmano, let's say you take a korban Pesach and you try to sacrifice it shelo bizmano, right? It's clearly pasul. Okay, that's going to be the first case. Okay, so let's start with that. In bishar yemot hashana she'eino kasher lishmo, right? You take a Pesach, it was designated as Pesach, you sacrifice it as a Pesach, not bizman Pesach. It's obviously pasul. Acherim, though, if you take acherim and you say, you take a shlamim and you say, this is l'shem Pesach, what do we say? It's a korban shlamim, right? It's k'sherim l'shmo, okay? So acherim are k'sherim l'shem Pesach. So let's take it like this. Which is more chamor? The l'shem Pesach, right? A Pesach l'shem Pesach. So now, what are we going to say then? So jump to bizmano. Bizmano, shehu kasher l'shmo. If bizmano, you take a Pesach and you sacrifice it l'shem Pesach, it's going to be kasher. So ein odin sheyachshavu acherim l'shmo. So shouldn't you say that if you take acherim l'shem Pesach, bizman Pesach, of course it should also be kasher. Okay? That's what he says. So if you take a cherim, you take a shlamim, and you say it's going to be a korban pesach, again, it's not going to count for your korban pesach because it wasn't designated as korban pesach, but it at least will be kasher, and you can continue sacrificing and won't be disqualified. That's his proof for the fact that a cherim l'shem pesach is not disqualified. Okay, so again, he says, since pesach l'shem pesach, shelo bizmano is pasul, right? Then that's obviously more chamor. So if pesach l'shem pesach bizmano is kasher, then obviously a cherim l'shem pesach bizmano is also going to be kasher. It's a weird kavachomer, and that's what Rabbi Lezer is going to say. Amar lo Rabbi Lezer, ochiluf adrim. You could say the exact opposite. You could say like this. If you're going to take a kavachomer like that, let's try it like this. Okay? What are the differences? We're going to see, instead of comparing Pesach l'shem Pesach to Achirim l'shem Pesach, we're going to compare Pesach l'shem Pesach to Pesach l'shem Achirim. Okay? So here he says, Umayim b'shar yemot hashana she'eno kasher l'shmo, right? It's pasul. And yet, kasher hu l'shem acherim. If you take a Pesach and you say, I'm doing it l'shem shlamim, it's going to be kasher. So, right, because a Pesach is disqualified only in which case? If it's bizmano. Not if it's shelo bizmano. This whole Pesach that we talked about, that's like a chatat, is only Pesach bizmano. But shelo bizmano, it doesn't work, but it will be kasher. Okay? So, kasher hu l'shem acherim. So, bizmano, shu kasher l'shmo, ein odin shiukshar l'shem acherim. So, according to that, right, according to what you're saying, you should say that if a Pesach, l'shem Pesach is pasul, shelo bizmano, but yet it's kasher bizmano, and a Pesach l'shem acherim is kasher shelo bizmano, so bizmano, a Pesach l'shem acherim should also be kasher, and that's obviously not the case. If you take your korban Pesach and shecht it for something else, that's exactly our case, that it's pasul. It's exactly what the Mishnah says, right? The chatan and the asham, when you take it and sacrifice l'shem something else, he's basically saying, your kavachomer is silly because I can make all sorts of kavachomers that are ridiculous, okay, based on what you're saying, that are obviously not true halachically. Okay, additionally, he says, and additionally, v'yuchshar pesach bar ba'asar shelo l'shmo. Okay, v'yuchshar pesach bar ba'asar shelo l'shmo. Also, you can say that basically what you want to be machshir or pesach bar ba'asar shelo l'shmo, v'kacha taomer. That's still a continuation. And then according to that, yuchshar pesach bar ba'asar shelo l'shmo, which obviously isn't the case. Okay, that's the end of the first one. V'kacha taomer. Mali huchshiru acherim b'shar yemot hashana. Okay, now instead of both cases, we start off with a pesach l'shem pesach is kasher. Now let's take, he says, I'll take your same kavachomer and we'll start out, instead of with that, we'll start out shelo bizmano like you did. And we'll start with acherim l'shem pesach. Okay? Acherim l'shem pesach would be kasher. And pesach l'shem acherim is also kasher. Right? Because that's the, right, that's pesach shelo bizmano is going to be kasher. So, he says here, Mali huchshiru acherim b'shar yemot hashana l'shmo, shekein hu kasher l'shem acherim. Just like the Pesach is kasher l'shem acherim, acherim l'shem Pesach is also kasher. Okay? V'yichshiru acherim bizmano l'shmo, shekein hu pasul l'shem acherim. Then according to that, if the Pesach l'shem acherim is pasul, then the acherim l'shem Pesach should also be pasul. In other words, if you're going to say, actually I should have reversed the order. It should start with this. Pesach l'shem acherim is kasher shelo bizmano, and acherim l'shem Pesach is kasher. So if Pesach l'shem acherim is pasul, then acherim l'shem Pesach should also be pasul, and that dafka proves my shita. So if you want to take the kavachomer, I can prove my shita from it and not yours. In other words, he's basically saying, I don't like your kavachomers. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, im kein, hu rata koch Pesach, v'natata koch b'shlamim. If what you're going to say is true, then you're basically saying that a shlamim is more chamor than a Pesach. Because a shlamim that's done l'shem Pesach, bizman Pesach, is going to be pasul. But, let's say it like this. A shlamim, a Pesach that's done l'shem shlamim, when it's not the time for, when it's not the time of Pesach, but it's the zman of the shlamim, okay, let's do it like this. Pesach, bizman shlamim, you take a Pesach, and you sacrifice it, l'shem shlamim is going to be kasher, because that's Pesach shelo bizmano. But if you take a shlamim, l'shem Pesach, when it's the zman of Pesach, it's going to be pasul. So you end up that the shlamim has a more chamor din than a Pesach. And that's obviously clear from the Mishnah, that's not the case. So if you're going to say that acherim l'shem Pesach is pasul, you're going to end up saying, Rabbi Yeshua says, that the shlamim is more chamor than a Pesach itself. Okay, again, you're comparing Bizmano, Rabbalo, Bizmano. It's quite confusing, and because Pesach has this weird nature that Bizmano, the Dinim are totally different to Lo Bizmano, you can flip everything on its, you know, on its head. Chazar Rabbi Lezer v'dano din acher. So Rabbi Lezer says, okay, I'm going to prove my thing from somewhere else. Okay, Matzinu motar Pesach bashlamim ve'ein motar shlamim ba Pesach. The extra leftover Pesach, let's say you designated something for Pesach, but it wasn't good, right? What do we say? We use it as a shlamim. Right? Let's say you designated an animal, but you never used it, or it was too old, right? So you can use it as a shlamim. But ein motar shlamim ba Pesach. But if it's leftover shlamim, right? It's designated as shlamim, and you know, it can't be used for that shlamim. You can't use it for a Pesach. Uma Pesach shemotaro ba shlamim shachato bezmano l'shum shlamim pasul. If a Pesach that it's motar can be shlamim, and if you shecht it bizmano l'shum shlamim, it's going to be pasul. So shlamim she'ein motaram ba Pesach im shachatam l'shem Pesach bizmano ein odin shiu psulim. So the shlamim whose motar for sure can't be brought for Pesach, if you do it l'shem Pesach, of course it should be disqualified, just like the Pesach l'shem shlamim is going to be disqualified. Okay, so he brings another, right? He didn't really get the point that these kavachomers aren't working and they're long-winded, but right? Anyway, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Matzinu motar chatat ba'ola ve'ein motar ola ba'chatat. What do you mean? You can't argue that argument because I could show you an exact parallel case where, in fact, it is true that the motar chatat can be an ola, but the mot, right? That's what we say. If you have a chatat, right, what do you do with it? You make it for the ketz hamizbeach. You bring it as a korban ola. Ve'ein motar ola ba'chata, right? What's this motar case? It's where you designate, let's say, an animal, you lose the animal, and then you find it later, right? So what do? You bring it as an ola. But ein motar ola ba'chata. But if you have a leftover ola, it's not brought as a chatat. Uma chatat shemotara ba'ola and chatat l'shem ola would be pasul. So this chatat, which has a weaker din, right? Its motar can be brought as an ola, and yet shachata l'shem ola, but if you designate it meirosh as an ola, right? It was designated as a chata, and then you say, I'm bringing it as an ola, it's going to be pasul. Ola she'em otara ba chatat, shechatat l'shem chatat, einu din, shtei psula. Okay? In other words, according to your logic, an ola that's brought as a chatat should also be pasul, and I know you don't hold that. And here we get the proof. Here's the proof, okay? We got all this way just to get the proof for Rabba. What did Rabba say? That Rabbi Eliezer holds that an ola, that or anything that's brought as a chatat, is not pasul. Only things brought as a pesach are pasul, but not as a chatat. And here you have it, because Rabbi Eliezer doesn't retort this. His whole question is, and obviously that's not the case, and Rabbi Eliezer agrees that obviously that's not the case. So that's our proof for Rabbah. But Amar, so what, how does Rabbi Eliezer answer this question? Again, this isn't relevant to our whole diyum, was all just to get to this line. That's why we brought this. But we're continuing in the Braita. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, lo. Im amarta b'chatat, shekeng shira lishma kol hashana kula. Tomar b'pesach she'eno kasher lishmo ela bizmano. Ho'il v'upasu lishmo, din hu shifsulu achirim lishmo. Okay, so now we're going to say, Pesach has a unique issue, that what? That kol hashana, right? It's not kasher kol hashana kula, right? It's the chatat you can bring all year long. It doesn't have a designated time. And the Pesach has a designated time. So therefore, bizmano, okay, if it's time, ho'il vu pasul lishmo, din hu shi pasul acherim bishmo. 1 second. So according to this, right, right, so we're going to say, therefore, an ola l'shem chatat is going to be okay, but anything l'shem Pesach is going to be pasul, because Pesach has this unique din chamor. Okay. Now we get to Shimon Achi Azariah, the Mishnah. Okay, we're moving along in the Mishnah. We're actually going to get to the next Mishnah today, hopefully. Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, Shachatam L'Shem Gavoah Mehen Ksherim, L'Shem Namuch Mehen Psulim. Remember his Shita? He says, it's not a matter of Chatat and Pesach. I disagree with your whole thing. It's all a matter of, are you going to higher level or lower level? Okay, and then he brings two examples. He says, Ketzad, Kodshe Kodshim that you took and Shachatan, L'Shem Kodshim Kalim, which are lower, are going to be Pasul. But if you took Kodshim Kalim and you're Shochet, L'Shem Kodshe Kodshim, will be Ksherim. HaBechor Maaser is the second example. You take a Bechor Maaser and you Shech L'Shem Shlamim, which is a higher level, Ksherim. Shlamim, L'Shem Bechor, L'Shem Maaser are going to be Psulim.
Shouldn't it be the opposite?
No, because if you took a lower level and you Shechted it for a higher level, so it can be that you're bringing it to a higher level, so it's good. If you take a korban, you basically disqualify it by calling it something less. Mm. Okay? You're kind of ruining the kedusha.
So Rav Ashi matne mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Acha berei de Rav matne mishmei de Rabbi Yanai. Okay, each of them learned this from somebody else. My time de Shimon Achi Azariah. What's the reason? Damar kra v'lo yechalelu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael et asheyarimu laHashem. This is about Truma, by the way, but we're going to take it out of context, and he's going to say, we're not mechalel et asher yarimu. Whatever you go up won't be mechulal, won't be disqualified. Okay, that's how he reads it. B'muram mehem ein mitchalalim, but b'namuch mehem mitchalalim. So now they say, how could you learn that from that pasuk? V'ha'ilach yudata v'ha'mibayle. Don't we need that pasuk for something else? L'chid Shmuel. D'amar Shmuel, minayin la'ochel et ha'tevel shehu b'mita. How do you know? Now, we know that if you eat truma and you're a czar, right, what happens? You get mita bidei shamayim. What if you eat food that truma and masra weren't taken? So it's not yet the level of truma, because it doesn't have the kedusha of truma, because it wasn't mufrash. So here we learn from this pasuk that if you take tevel, food that truma and masra weren't taken from, since it includes truma in it, even though it wasn't designated as truma, you also get the death penalty. Okay, again, it's not going to be by the beitin, it's bidei shamayim. Shenemar, v'lo yechalelu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael et asher yarimu la'ashem. What do they learn from yarimu? Ba'atidim litroma katub medaber. Okay, things that in the future they will take truma from. So now, how can you learn our case, the bimuram mehem, right? That you can go up in level, it won't be mechulal. So they say, im ken lichtov kra, asher hormu. If they wanted just to learn our thing, it would have said asher hormu. May asher yarimu, shma min atarte. So the fact that they use the shoresh, laharim, you can learn one thing, which is our case. And the fact that they use it in the future tense teaches you about the tevel, that only something that will, even something that in the future will be muram, is also going to cause you the death penalty. By Rabbi Zera, kshirin ve'ein meratzin, v'chi palik b'chad palik. When Shimon Achi Azariah says this, does he mean that if you go up a level, it's kasher, but there, in other words, meaning it's not disqualified, but right, but you're not yotze ein meratzin, and v'chi palik b'chad palik. And then he's basically disagreeing about one case, which is if you go down a level, right, if you go up a level, he actually says, right, it's going to be 1 second. If you go up a level, it'll be kasher and you don't get ritzoy. And if you go down a level, it'll be disqualified. And he's disagreeing about going down a level. And there he thinks it's pasul, right, legamre. As opposed to the other opinion, which is only the chatat and the pesach, or only the chatat, the pesach, and the asham. Here he says any going down a level will be disqualified. Odilma ksherina muratzin ubitarte plige. Or does he mean it's either totally disqualified or 100% accepted? You go up, it's purely 100% accepted. You go down, it's 100% disqualified. So that's the question. Amar Abayi Tamar of Israel. Tashma. Let's learn from here. Habachor, the fact that they bring the second case, Habachor, because the whole question is why do they bother bringing two cases? Habachor v'amaser sheshchatan l'shem shlamim ksheri. Shlamim sheshchatan l'shem bachor o l'shem maser psulim. V'isak datak ksheri v'moratzim. Bachor bar ritzoyu? There is no ritzoy by bachor. The whole issue of Bechor is that the Bechor animal has Kedushat HaGufin. You have to bring this sacrifice, but you're not getting any ritzoy from it, okay? It doesn't provide any sort of atonement. It doesn't have to be accepted. It's just the animal has to be brought, but not doesn't relate to you and your responsibility. You don't have any kapara at all. So therefore, it must be that it's Ksherim V'lo Meratzin, because it brought that case to teach you there's no ritzoy. You know, they bring a case where there's no ritzoy involved to teach you that. Ela Ksherim V'ein Meratzin. So now they say, and therefore, so therefore, let's assume it's not mut. And they say, what do you mean? Midiyiria, hakadita v'hakadita. No, you can say very simply, by the before there's no ritzoy, but where there is ritzoy, there is ritzoy. So if that's the case, alamai kamashmalan, then what's it trying to teach you? Why do they bother bringing the second case? Gavov and amuch kamashmalan? If you want to say they're teaching the different levels about the Bechor and the Maaser and that they're on a different level from Shlamim, Tanina, we already learned that in a different place. Ketzad, kochim kochim sheshachatan l'shem kochim kalim v'chulei. Okay, it also, there it gives a whole, hierarchy of things. So now, why would it say it here and there? So ma'u detema kochim kochim v'kochim kalim hu de'ika gavoh v'namuch. Aval kalim v'kalim lo. Okay, and if you want to say, oh wait, 1 second. If they wanted to teach you what's gavoh and what's namuch, it already tells you in a different place. Right? I'm sorry, it already tells you the first, sorry, I read this wrong.
If you wanted the Bechor and the Maaser to teach you what's Gavoah, what's Namuch, it already told you, Kochim Kalim versus Kochim Kochim. And if you wanted to say, Kochim Kochim, Kochim Kalim, Hud Ika Gavoah and Namuch, Aval Kalim, Bekalim Lo, maybe there's no hierarchy within Kochim Kalim, and that's why you needed to teach the Bechor and the Maaser versus the Shlamim, that even within there, there's a hierarchy. Hanami Tanina, it also says in a different place, Shlamim Kodmim Eta Bechor Mipnei Shehem Tu'unim Matana Arba. If you have a case where you have a bunch of sacrifices to bring, you're in the Beit HaMikdash, you're the Kohen, and you have to decide which comes first, so there's priority. Which comes first? Shlamim comes before Bechor, because they have four, right? There's four Matanot on the four Kronot HaMizbeach, and Smicha, and Nisachim, and Tenufat Chazev Hashov, and the Bechor doesn't. So therefore, what do you need that second case to teach you? Ano. Ha'ikar ha'hi agrar anaspa. This is really the Ikar place of the Drasha. They're telling you here to show you the real hierarchy. There, they were discussing other things. They mentioned it, Derech Agav. Okay, so in the end, the Bechor is coming to teach you that even within Kochim Kalim, there's a hierarchy. And that's why they had the second case. And not because it was teaching us anything about Ritzoy. So we don't really get our answer. Okay, we don't really know whether, according to him, it also provides Ritzoy or not. Okay, we'll stop at the Mishnah here and we'll start here tomorrow.